Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Double H, Lindsay Baseball, standing by and ready to go.
Thanks, Cappy. Super excited to do what you needed to know. But actually, is that there's actually a new show out today on Hulu, and Beto has more on that.
Yeah.
Take it away, Beto.
Thanks, Linz. Gracias, mi amiga. Oh, thank you, Christopher. All that good stuff. So there was a new show that I started watching this morning. It's called This Fool on Hulu.
Brionis just texted me about that.
Yeah.
Or Fool, F-O-O-L.
This Fool, F-O-O-L, it's on Hulu, 10 episodes, just came out today. Mm-hmm. It stars Chris Estrada, a comedian from South Central, and Frank Quiñones, better known as Cholo Fit Creeper. You've seen his videos that have gone viral. Cap, you watch this show, you're going to get so much credit at Del Mar tomorrow, bro. You're going to be able to go anywhere in the infield. So it's based off Estrada's life growing up. What happened was, and I said it like that on purpose, he grew up in South Central and his relatives were in and out of jail. So Estrada is in this series. He's working at a place where he helps former gang members get back into a normal part of society. So he's working at a place called Hugs Not Thugs. And his cousin, played by Quiñones, just got out of jail after 8 years. And he's helping him kind of rehabilitate himself back into society. It was pretty funny. I watched the first episode this morning, and it's cool. There's 10 episodes. It's on Hulu. And this is when you talk about representation matters. It really does, because this is a young man, Estrada, who 2 years ago was working at a warehouse unloading trucks during the day and at night doing comedy. It's produced by Fred Armisen. Really good. I'm one of those big critics where just because it's Latino doesn't mean I'm going to support it. It better be good. And I know people call me a hater for that, but no, if it's going to be good, if it's going to be funny, I'll support you. And I really like this first episode, 9 more to go. It's called This Fool on Hulu. And Estrada is that straight arrow, clean cut guy who grew up with, you know, cousins who aren't exactly good members of society, right? Mm-hmm. And we all kind of know those people. We all have somebody who's in our family who's like, oh man, he's on vacation for 10 years, you know, and they come back and you kind of integrate them back and forth. Estrada is on the show. He's 30 years old, living in his mom's house, and he's trying to make a difference in society, but he's also got his codependency. Really well done. Really impressed. I wasn't expecting much, but shout out to Chris Estrada and Frank Quiñones. Really liked This Fool on Hulu.
So only 10 episodes, you said, right?
Yeah, the first season.
Yeah, that helps me a lot because, as everybody knows, I have this short attention span. And so I started Stranger Things. I got 3 episodes in, and I've not gone back. So I've not been able to go back to episode 4, and it's probably been about 3 weeks. So the likelihood of me going back is now they had me, and then they lost me. And it's not their fault. It's my fault. I got busy doing other stuff, and I didn't go back. So there's only 10 episodes. That's the kind of thing I could take down.
Yeah, and also, Cap, you know, you might say, oh, man, this might be, look, lack of better terms, this might be a little too Latino for me. It's not. It's all in English. It's very well done. And also, you know, the Christopher from Sopranos, Michael Imperioli?
Yeah.
So he's the one who's running Hugs Not Thugs. So imagine this white guy who's running this facility, but he's got his own hostility issues. It's pretty funny to see the way that they go back and forth. And if you know anything about Homeboy Industries and what they do, Father Greg Boyle here in Los Angeles and Boyle Heights area, it's kind of based off of that. So I like it. It's really cool. This Fool on Hulu.
You say, you know, how it might be too Latino for me. You don't mean me. You mean like for somebody else, right?
For your kids.
Oh, okay. All right, because, you know.
Because you're down. Cool, you're East Side Cap, baby. You're East Side Cap.
I just wanted to point that out, Beto, that they call me hashtag East Side Cap for a reason, you know.
El Capi.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Escott.
Escott. Yeah. See. Si. Escott. Escott. And the reason I'm bringing it up to you, Scott, because you're down with the brown.
I have been for a very long time.
Yeah, there you go. There you
go. What you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Now, did you have something else that you wanted to
add? Oh, I'm taking over, babe. I told you.
Okay.
You want me in the one? I'm in the one. Okay. All right. So, welcome back to ESPN LA, Good Karma Brand Company, on this Friday afternoon. Beth Duran, Laura, Lindsay Baseball, and you. And Cap, how you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good. I'm good.
You're good?
I'm really good.
All right. So,
es muy bien.
You know, you like to say that I'm negative, but no, I'm very positive. I love seeing people achieve their dreams. Mm-hmm. I love seeing people who, whether it's Frank Quinones and Chris Estrada, chase it and go it. And how many times in this business are we told no, 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 and no, and no, and we don't listen? And it's so satisfying when you get there. And we've known a lot of professional athletes who've chased their dream, and you know, we like, hey, bro, like, it's done. Let it go, bro. Like you're going to be a basketball player at 24 Hour Fitness. Come on, like, let's go. But also, being around a lot of baseball players, you see them chase their dreams. And a real cool story that came out this afternoon, and it's about Winton Bernard. You ever heard the name?
Winton or Linton?
Winton.
Winton. No, I don't think I've heard Winton
Bernard. Winton Bernard is 31 years old, mm-hmm. went to Rancho Bernardo High School from Poway.
Okay.
And today, he got called up to the Colorado Rockies. He was in AAA Albuquerque, where our good friend Josh Sushan is a play-by-play voice, and the Isotopes followed him around. This young man had 3,854 minor league at-bats before getting inserted into the Rockies lineup this afternoon. And here's the video that it sounded like from the Isotopes Twitter.
As my teammates, you know, they always known me for taking a little nap before the game just to get my mind right. So I'm in there about to fall asleep, and Schaefer calls a meeting. I'm like, oh gosh, we got another meeting coming. And so I stand up, and you know, Schaefer goes, after 11 hard minor league seasons, Winton Bernard's going to the show. And I just kept replaying it in my mind all night last night. My teammates all were super supportive. Everybody's coming up to me, giving me so much love. And I think that's what made it so special. I mean, I've been working so hard for this, and I'm just so excited to go today. First phone call with my mom. So many tears, so many emotions, just because she's battled with me, you know, this whole time. I mean, she's seen me grow up.
Mom, I'm going to the major leagues.
That's cool.
I'm going, Mama. I'm going, Mom. I promise, Mom. I'm going.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so
man.
That happened last night. Winton Bernard, 31 years old, Poway, Rancho Bernardo. He went to Riverside Junior College. Mm-hmm. Then he went to Niagara College in the MAAC conference. I think it's the MAC. He was a 35th round pick in 2012. They don't even have 35 rounds anymore in Major League Baseball. He's been with five different professional organizations, got called up, and he's in the starting lineup today for the Rockies playing center field. Now, it's really special for him because you heard the emotion from his mom. His dad died a few years ago, so the knobs of his bat have pictures of him and his mom and his late father. Last year, he was playing in Mexicali with the Aguilas in winter ball. Also chasing his dream, he's played in Venezuela, Australia, the Atlantic League. He was in independent ball 2 years ago after COVID happened, so he couldn't find a job. He played in Monterrey, so he's played in the Dominican Republic, chasing his dream, and finally at the age of 31, after 3,854 at-bats, he's a big leaguer.
This is so cool. I love stories like this. I love perseverance. I will take perseverance over talent any day of the week. Mm-hmm. I love people who never give up on their dream. We had a guy earlier this week in the community who was a UPS driver, and he was telling us that his dream when he was in college was to be a journalist and to be a sports writer. And, you know, being a UPS driver is what has paid his bills. And I said something to him on Twitter the other day, like, bro, don't give up on it. I mean, if that's really what you want to do, then do it. I said, go work your UPS job. When you get off your work, you know, you still got from 5 p.m. till 11 p.m. I mean, work your craft, man. Start a podcast. Write a blog. Do something just to give you, you know, the chance to fulfill that dream. And the guy was like, yeah, man, you kind of got me hyped. Like, why am I not still trying to do that? So when you're 31 years old, most people think you're long out of baseball if you haven't made it to the major leagues by then. And this kid just kept persevering. I love stories like that, Beto. Way to go, man.
Yeah, when you get released, you think you're done. I mean, they might tell you, hey, there's a job in Australia. I'm not going. Did it. You're going to Mexico. It's dangerous. Did it. Venezuela, Caracas. Did it. Whatever you can do. And it was great to see. So Winton Bernard is a professional
baseball player.
And today, big leaguer.
I'm looking at this. Just so you know, Arizona is playing Colorado right now. It's going into the third inning. I think it's in the bottom of the second, actually. And Arizona's got a 1-0 lead. I looked it up. So Bernard is batting eighth in the lineup. And here's his line so far in his year. Zero at bats, zero runs, zero hits, zero RBIs. Get all the way down. Zero batting average, zero on base percentage, zero slugging percentage. He's the only guy in the entire lineup that once you get past strikeouts, everything from there is 0-0-0 because this dude has nothing. There's no data on this guy. This is a great story. I love stuff like
this. And it can never get taken away from you. Even if this is the only time he's there and he gets sent down tomorrow, for the rest of his life, he can say, I played in the big leagues.
Yeah,
like
I love stuff
like
this.
That scene in Bull Durham where like, you're the old guy, Crash Davis. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you've been in the show, man? Oh, yeah. Wow. What's that like? Anything like that, especially persevering to go after it and chase your dream. That's why, you know, preseason football, yeah, we poo-poo it. Like, oh, it's not the starters going after it. But there's a guy who is going to be playing, and it might be the last time he ever puts on a uniform. And even if it's just for one day to say he ran down the field at SoFi, and we don't know who he is, but that man can tell his family that I was a professional athlete.
See, that is, I don't watch preseason football normally either. I don't go to preseason football games, but I will admit it bothers me when people talk about the reason that preseason is such a waste of time is because these are guys that aren't going to make the team and you're never going to know who they are and you don't care who they are. But you see, to me, when I was one of those guys, I was an undrafted free agent kicker. I'm the last guy on the roster, Beto. I'm the first guy in all likelihood that's going to get cut. So for me, I have a soft spot for all these guys that are going to play in this Rams-Charger game tomorrow night because of what you just said. They're giving everything they got to try and make it in the NFL. And now what they're thinking is, I got to get film because if I don't make it in the NFL, maybe I'll make it in the XFL when it starts right after the
Super
Bowl. I'll play in the USFL.
Pay
me money to play football and I'll do it.
Anything not to grow up and have a real job.
Right. All right, coming up, let's give away not one, but two tables at our August 26th Hollywood Park Casino Fantasy Football Draft. We're going to give you these two tables coming right back here on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, there we go. Come on now. A little tenor song for you, Cap.
All right, I'm in.
Bring it in. For this song, I'll bring it in with you, bro.
You will?
Oh, yeah. Ring the alarm, little tenor song. Shout out to Alicia Del Valle. All of her reggae roots right there. Let's go. Bring it in, Cap, right now.
Come on, bring it in. Bring it in right here, right now. Come on, give me some. Give me a little love, finally.
Oh, you smell good. What is that?
Thank you. Delicious, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what is that?
That is Laura's Boo.
Oh, wait.
Has made me a concoction.
That shirt is soft. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Thank you.
You know how creepy that sounds, Cap?
It does weird. It does sound a little weird, doesn't it? Laura, when am I going to connect with your boo and get my cologne?
Focus on me here, Cap. Me. I'm the host here.
I want you to think I smell delicious.
Oh, you do. Hey, I've been putting on cologne all week, hoping you were here.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. Didn't even show up.
Well, yeah, you know what I had to do this week? I think I told you this, but you mentioned that your son had gone back to school this week.
Yeah.
My daughter returns to high school next week, and I've been picking her up at field hockey practice in the evenings, and I'm at the school, and I'm like, oh, my God, dude, the summer is over for these kids, and practices have already started, and next week school's going to start, and for them,
And you're saying freedom? Freedom of Cappy?
You know what, Beto? I swear to you, I wish that were the case. You want to hear what's going to happen to me this year? Listen to this. I had all these kids that every year drove my youngest to school every morning.
How old is this?
This one is going to be 16 in November.
Okay, hurry up and start driving, kid.
So here's the deal. My 18-year-old is leaving tomorrow for college. My 20-year-old is leaving Tuesday for college.
Adios.
And I think Wednesday of next week, school starts. And you ready? Now I got to drive my daughter to school every morning, which, don't get me wrong, it's nice to have that time together, you know, even if it's just that 15 minutes in the morning to school.
It's the best, man. It's the best.
But it is going to completely change my life.
Nah, man. Enjoy the moment, Cap. Enjoy it.
This is my last one.
I had a little tear this week because my kid, you know, he drives. So I've always driven him to school. And this year he drove himself. I'm like, hey, man, take that picture, bro. He's like, oh, come on. You know, he's 17. So I'm like, nah, it's just, it sucks. Because hopefully next year he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Trey Thompson with the double.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to become an empty nester. Just me and my 16-year-old daughter. How do you like that? I know it sounds a little weird, doesn't it?
Does she like you?
Yeah, she loves me.
Okay, that's cool. That's
cool,
man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, it would be much harder if I was dealing with a teenage girl who hated my guts.
Yeah. That's cool, though, man. Enjoy the moments, Cap. Like, I've been texting my kid right now. He's listening. So he's like, hey, I'm listening. Thanks.
Yeah. But Beto, it's no surprise that your son is listening. Everybody's listening to 710.
Yeah, man.
You said it earlier. Forget about what the articles say and what the ratings tell them. It's just hit the streets. Just go out there and talk to the people.
Cap, we're doing a show and we're interacting with the people via your phone. Like, we don't need a pager, which, I mean, when was the last time somebody had a pager? So it's really a show for the people, a show for the listeners. We engage with you. We enjoy it. And, you know, where else can you go and say something and right away you get a response from the person talking on the radio? Like,
right.
This is it. Like, we've evolved. The listeners have evolved. And we continue to have fun with each other. So right now, if I go to the Yard House and say, hey, I'll be there right now. I'm buying a first round. People are going to show up. You know, it just doesn't matter because it's for the people. And ratings and schmatings, it doesn't matter because you know where you're
ratings,
at.
Schmatings,
I'm trying to sound like an old man right here for Cap.
A lot of people say that. Ratings, schmatings.
Yeah, you know, if we want to talk about Yacht Rock, cool. We just talked about a show called This Fool that has Art LeBeau in the soundtrack, you know, and we talked about Tenor Saul. We're doing about a bunch of different things. It's so eclectic of what we do because we represent this city. We don't need a pager to tell us who runs the city.
There you go. Exactly right. Now, Beto, on Friday, August 26th.
I'm there.
We are taking the show on the road
again
because, as Beto just described to everybody, show for the people, by the people, with the people. It is the Mandy Award-winning crew at the Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 26th for our fantasy football draft hosted by the Sedano and Cap Show. So right now, Beto, tell me this. You ready? That young man was 31 years old that got called up to the Colorado Rockies,
Winston
right?
Bernard, yes.
And how many years had he been in baseball prior?
11 professional years.
Okay, 11 years. How about right now, Beto, in honor of this young fella and the story that you told, caller number 11 right now has a table for 8. So it's you and 7 of your friends. Everybody's got to be over 21 years old. You guys come to our fantasy football draft party from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 26th. That's the broadcast. But then as soon as we get off the air at 7, we go right into the next room and we go into our fantasy football draft. Caller 11, you've got a table for 8.
Mm.
Is that good?
Mm. Just like that?
But wait a second.
Just like that.
Wait a second. There's a second table of 8.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. There's a second table for 8.
Stop it.
Simply because there was so much chaos and mayhem yesterday, we forgot to give another one away. So now we got 2. How about caller 11 and caller 12? Both get tables for 8. What do you say?
Well, what's the number? Let me call right here. 877.
You're already going.
Yeah, but I want a table. I got friends that are shady that can hang out with me.
Cappy could probably make that happen, you know, because Cappy.
No, don't give away. So 11 and 12. All right, good.
Yep, caller 11, caller 12.
That's pretty cool.
877-792. Am I getting the number right? ESPN? 877-376? You know what? I lost the number.
3776.
Yeah, thank you. 877-376. Honestly, you tell me the number. It's completely gone out of my mind.
It's right. They're already filled up, man. They're already filled up.
All right, you guys know the number, and I don't know the number. Don't I feel like a schmuck?
Oh.
Right about
See,
now.
Look, now my brother, the principal.
What's he saying?
I want a table.
He's in his garage. He's watching the Dodger game. Hey, Be nice to Cap. His babies are leaving.
Aww.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Principal.
Gabriel, the principal. And he knows all about it. His daughter just got married. His daughter's getting married. The principal. All right. Everybody loves the
tomorrow
principal.
Morning, dude. Tomorrow morning, I got to take my daughter to the airport, dude. Flights at 10:30 in the morning. There's going to be, there's going to be a lot of emotion tomorrow morning.
There is. That's going to Tulane?
She's going to Tulane.
Yeah, you're crying because you
because of how much it costs.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. I am hysterical over the cost of Tulane.
And you tell Andrew Friedman she's going to Tulane, and boom, internship.
Hey.
For all of us.
For real, I'm with that.
I'm with it.
We all need one, huh?
I'm with it.
I'm with that, too.
You all right, Cap?
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm hoping to meet Steve Mason here in about an hour.
No chance. No chance.
Because he's at Del Mar at the racetrack. I got him all set up. Really nice table.
We need a picture if that happens.
Yeah, that's if it happens.
Mason already left.
That's true.
Mason already left.
You think he left already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many people. Not enough people recognize him.
He only stays for like an hour and then he dips.
I was going to send some people by his table to just stop by and say hello. I had a few wise guys that I wanted to send over to his table.
Hey, how you doing? Take care of that thing?
Right. And then I thought to myself, do I really want to send wise guys over to Mason's table?
Yes.
I know. I did sort of, just for the cringe factor, want to see what it would be like for him.
He's a mush?
Is he a mush?
Yeah. Right?
When am I getting you to Del Mar for a day of the race?
On the 20th.
No, I'm gone. The 20th. I got to fight in Corona the 20th.
It's going to be...
That's next weekend, right?
Yeah, because we're going to be
I'm going to be in Monterrey. I'm actually going down. I'm using the CBX next Thursday. So.
Ooh, oh, dude. Monterrey is fun.
What time are you going to the CBX?
5 a.m. flight.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Actually, you know what, Cap?
Yeah, you should come stay at my house.
Who might
want
to stay?
No.
Come on, come stay at my house. Why not?
Because I wear.
Oh, that's right. Because you only get hotels. You don't stay with familia.
No, exactly. And I wear Gucci guilty, man. You might little. Cap.
Yeah.
Saturday the 20th.
Yeah.
Take me to breakfast.
Oh, you're coming back?
Yeah. So I come back. I'm actually going to be in Saltillo. So I land in Tijuana at 6:30.
Okay.
And what are you doing in the afternoon on the 20th?
I'm working a fight in Corona.
Oh, that's too
bad.
But
what time?
I'm working a fight. I'm working.
You can't make it.
Take me to breakfast.
Okay, done. Consider it done.
All right, I will go to breakfast with you at 8 a.m. Saturday the 20th.
Okay, good. I'm going to tell you exactly where to meet, which will, by the way, will be perfect for you because you'll be on your way back north.
Okay.
Great. Consider it done.
All right, I'm putting it right here in the calendar right here. Cappy in... Right here. Cappy. Chilaquiles con Cappy.
See, chilaquiles. See. I got the perfect spot for us, pal.
All right. Right here. 8 a.m.
Well, next will be a Chilaquiles tour.
Chilaquiles.
Nice.
I love that band, man. They're good.
Chilaquiles.
Right. The Red Hot Chilaquiles.
Yeah. All right. It's in my book right here. What's it? It says Saltillo, Tijuana, Cappy breakfast. All right.
Nice. Cappy, did you figure it out? On the 20th, if it's fancy or casual.
It is fancy. Always go fancy. Always dress to impress because you never know who you might meet.
Fine,
true.
But I
haven't figured it all out yet.
It's all
Laura.
Good.
No, I haven't
all
figured
good.
It all out yet. Yeah. I really have.
All right, so I'll be there for breakfast, Cappy.
Okay, count on. Are we handing off right now? Are we really about to get out? I don't even want to leave. Let's stick around. We're having a great show.
Love Terry Smith.
Are we really rolling out right now, Laura?
Echale vampiro!
Yep, and like, you know, 15 or ish, so...
Great job this week, Beto Duran.
This is clavado en un bar. Hammered in a bar, Cappy.
Laura and Lindsay, phenomenal.
Great job, I'll talk to you soon.
And it is time to hand off for a little Angels baseball. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Peace out, everybody.